Hi there, I'm Fiona De Silva Adams from Revolution Performing Arts, and I've got the pleasure of hosting this podcast over the next coming weeks on behalf of BusinessWise, the voice of networking in Swindon. Over the next few weeks, we'll be talking to some lovely BusinessWise members all about their businesses and lots more in between. So today I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Joe Tomkinson from UW, otherwise known as Utility Warehouse. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you today?
Really well. Thank you very much for having me. It's very exciting to be here.
Fabulous. So thanks so much for coming in. So for those people that don't know you, can you give our lovely listeners a little bit of background into all things Joe Tomkinson and Utility Warehouse?
How long have we got? So absolutely. My name's Joe. I am Swindon born and bred, and I'm a family man. I've got three young kids and a deranged Labrador, as I say very often. But we live in the north of Swindon. So my background actually is in policing. I was a police officer for 14 years. And I discovered UW, as we call it a side gig nowadays, as a side gig, which I worked really successfully alongside the police until, frankly, the time came where it was a bit silly to stay in the police. You know, I loved it. Phenomenal career. Really enjoyed it. But family, for me, wins out time and again. So my wife and I were very fortunate. We actually managed to clear out our lockers on the same day. And UW is life now. And yes, it's all very exciting.
That's amazing. So you work with your wife?
Yeah. And I think that's the really exciting thing as well. Probably really annoying sickly couples that just we enjoy our time together and we spend a lot of time together. We've got some really good friends who are like ships that pass in the night, but for Claire and I, it just works really well.
That's fabulous. And you can share the childcare.
Yeah. And they're cool. We love half term, summer holidays and things. So spending time as a family is just like, you know, the ultimate for us. And we've just had a half term. That was amazing. And they're all back to school. Well, two are still, they're on a teacher training day, but they're all back tomorrow. And life gets a little bit less exciting when they're at school, but they'll be off again soon, won't they?
Do you have any challenges working together as a couple?
The really quirky thing about us is we very much play to our own strengths. And I always say Claire is the very super organised one, and she makes up for all of my many deficiencies when it comes to organisation. We actually, as a team, we really pull in the same direction, but with different strengths. We've seen that works really well. And it's got easier over the years, obviously, because we know how the other's going to respond to any particular given challenge.
And you were both in the police?
Yeah, so Claire was actually senior to me. So I think Claire had about 17, 18 years in the police when she resigned. Wow. But she was on my team when I first joined. So, and again, even in policing, we were very different police officers and we're very different UW partners. And again, I think you could argue even back then, we played to each other's strengths. Claire was very victim-led. I was always very fender-led, if I can say that. So together we worked really well.
That's amazing. What a way to introduce yourself and your wife.
Thank you. I try. I hope that was good.
So you're both police officers. You're both now working for UW. How do the skills that you got from being police officers, how do you use them at all in UW?
Perhaps in quite an unexpected way, because obviously it doesn't involve going around arresting people, but communication, you know, and I'd like to think I'm one of the rarities that I really like being around people. And I don't think you hear many police officers say that. And I always enjoy being around people. Networking for me is a fantastic thing, but just being in amongst people is a really good thing as well. But the police has helped no end. You know, 14 years of living life perhaps a bit differently, I think you could say, in many respects, but just learning to speak to people and enjoying being around people, I guess. That's been a big bonus.
How long have you been working on Utility Warehouse?
So 12, just over 12 years now we've been involved. So I want to say, yeah, 2012 we joined in the summertime, just not long after our eldest was born. And that for us, again, being quite traditional, perhaps a little bit old fashioned, Claire really wanted to stay at home and bring up the children. And I wanted to support that as much as I could. So we've been very lucky. And you know, the world orientates around money, doesn't it? It's a big thing. But for us, we talk a lot more about the freedom, being able to leave, you know, shift work. And we were, you know, like ships that pass in the night, passing the kids over from one to the other. That wasn't the sort of thing that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So for us, we made sacrifices, most definitely in the early days. And that kind of forced us down this perhaps unexpected route of just trying to make ends meet, trying to, you know, stay in the job I was doing and enjoying, supporting Claire to be at home, but also just doing something on the side, doing something a little bit different that obviously has supported us really well over the years.
What brought you to BusinessWise?
I know some of the members. I've known them, you know, I've been fortunate enough to socialise with them before and network with them in slightly different circles. And I've always seen some great stuff about BusinessWise, whether it's on social media, whether it's the events that they lay on. That's, you know, instantly something I wanted to get involved with. So when the opportunity came up for me to take the UWC, I jumped at the chance. I think I registered that same day. So, yeah, I was straight in there. I was really excited too.
And how do you feel BusinessWise is different to other networking groups?
Ooh, now there's a controversial one. It's funny because as a police officer, I like structure. That, you know, that's great. But at the same time, I think I like the lighthearted nature of business-wise. And I think we strike a very unique balance in my experience of being very lighthearted with each other. There's a good bit of banter that flies around the room, isn't there?
Absolutely.
But also we know that business is business and we do good business together as well. I found other networking groups I've been involved in before have been quite formal, a little bit stuffy perhaps, and they've been great. And, you know, I've made some phenomenal connections, some lifelong friends from those groups. But I think that the theme around business-wise is that we're an informal yet formal bunch. It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? But it kind of works.
Definitely very friendly.
Yes.
And a great breakfast.
Superb breakfast. I mean, what more could a guy want at, you know, ridiculous o'clock on a Friday morning?
So how long have you been at business-wise?
So I joined only just earlier this year, so January 24, I think was it the end of 23 that I found out, around that time, but certainly the new year, new me and all that. So business-wise, again, it was just the obvious thing for me to do at the beginning of the year.
Brilliant. And have you seen any positive results yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So the group has been tremendous. I was lucky enough to do a 5-minute presentation the other day that turned into about a 7 or 8 minute presentation, I have to say. but you know, just to really raise awareness, UW is a brand that I've never traditionally advertised. So that, you know, although I think we're a bit better known in networking circles, there's still a lot of probably unanswered questions. But I've already had a number of referrals from the group, so that's been fantastic. And I've got an appointment later on this evening, actually, from the group. So
amazing.
So yeah, so that's very exciting as well. It just goes to show that it works.
Brilliant. Business looking good.
Business looking good, absolutely.
Ah, fabulous. So what advice would you give to someone who wanted to get into networking for their business?
Oh, excellent. So that's a very good question. I think it's always nice to be introduced through somebody you know. And I think a network is a network, you know, by definition of that fact. So you're going to know some people that are networking already. Always worth picking their brains, finding out what their groups are doing. I personally would steer away from the more formal groups. You know, there's some good stuff going on in them, no doubt. And I think a lot of establishments, a lot of networking groups are ready to diversify nowadays. You know, the world is changing, so we need to evolve with it. But definitely, I would say pick people's brains, find out what's going on, but also maybe find out what else is going on. Scratch the surface a little bit. And that's the one thing that I've been impressed with the business-wise, you know, the fact that I'm sat here. This isn't something you traditionally find through a networking group.
No.
And all of the other things we do, we've got activity evenings coming up. Yeah. Bowling, I think, was being mentioned before. So all of those added extras, the value adds, I'd say, are the worthwhile things to pay some attention to.
So UW is, tell us a little bit more about that. So is that utilities or?
It is the most boring subject in the world. That's how I always describe it. So it is, it absolutely is. And there's no steering away from that fact. And I think that the more we kind of acknowledge that head on, that yes, we are talking about people's boring bills. But again, the world has changed so massively, you know, only in recent years. And if you could have said to me 12 years ago when we joined that UW, very much the underdog back then, you know, we'd find ourselves one day in a market where we're the cheapest. And we are, I'm going to say the best naturally, but if you look into our accolades, our awards, we're very, very good, very good track record of looking after people. But if we were going to have, you know, all of these little small energy companies over recent years go to the wall and they've gone under because of their unsustainable business practices, if you'd have, you know, had us emerge as one of the front runners, I'd never have believed you 12 years ago. The value argument, you know, for us to find ourselves the cheapest is a huge thing. I would never have expected this sort of stuff to happen. But the ethos of the company generally is making life easier. We're not, you know, we're a company, we very much know the market we operate in, and we're not here for cut price, race to the bottom, broadband prices. It's about making life easier for people. That simplicity that people really, really need and want in their lives. And we tick that box massively. So, and that's, I think, the proof of the pudding there is we take on customers now that are staying with us for over 20 years. So it's a huge, it's about the value. And I think people nowadays get so bogged down in the pounds and pence. We win there too. But actually the conversations I like having, the conversations that we are having are about actually let's make your life easier. Let's stop all that stress and the unknown of going with, you know, unknown providers, not knowing how long their tariffs are going to last for. Let's actually give you something, you know, a company that's going to look after you into the long term. And that's, you know, definitely where we win.
Amazing. So not just gas and electric then, there's other things.
Oh, wow. And again, this is an exciting thing. So gas and electric was, you know, how it all began. And well, actually how it properly began was in telecoms. These little boxes, little piggy-shaped boxes, actually, that used to divert your calls. I was a bit too young to remember, actually, but my parents remember this. And then, you know, into energy and then into mobile, into broadband and now into insurance. And I mean, water's a bit all over the place now because of various governmental things that have gone on. But when water emerges, we are already in the process of, you know, put ourselves in the position at the forefront of supplying water. That sounds even more boring, doesn't it, than energy? but that's the exciting thing. We've seen the company diversify and evolve over the years as well. We're not a company that are ever going to get left behind. We're looking decades into the future. That's a really good thing to be a part of.
That's amazing. So where do you see for yourself and Claire the future for you and Claire and UW and your beautiful babies?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. So I say a lot that this isn't all about bills, and it's not. So our role, we've been involved for a long time now, and because we've, you know, moved on, we've progressed in the business. Most of our role is actually spent working with our team and helping advance the company. So the company are going to go over 1 million customers in the next week or so. And that's taken 26 years. But in the next 5 years, we'll go over 2 million customers. So my role is very much around that transition from, you know, 1 million customer company to a 2 million customer company, and how our team are, you know, going to be correctly placed in order to make the most of that. And frankly, help as many people as we can, you know, who are getting a raw deal, frankly, in many circumstances, help them move to the safety of UW and start enjoying a better level of service, I would say.
Brilliant. And so are you looking for other people to take on the mantle of UW so that they can help their families?
Yes. Now, this bit sounds really cheesy, but I always say this, so I'm going to go with it. But we can go and save somebody, I don't know, £50, £100 on their bills every month. And that's a great feeling. That helps no end. But actually, the real passion, certainly for Claire and I, and for many others, you know, in our position in our team as well, is that there is, and I use the term life-changing quite deliberately and unapologetically, but there are people that we can scoop up who aren't having the easiest time, perhaps. We can show them how to, you know, follow a very simple system, help their friends and family, their nearest and dearest, save some money, and they themselves earn a completely life-changing income. And for us, you know, I always said I would police for as long as it, you know, until it became ridiculous to stay policing. Mm. And I did have to look at, and I stayed probably for too long, in truth, I had to look at actually, you know, what is giving us the best lifestyle. And see, I'm avoiding talking about money, see? But what's given us more money, let's be honest, and, you know, for working less hours, spending more time with the kids. Mm. And that for us is the big thing. And we've got, there's 1 in 3, this is staggering, 1 in 3 adults in the UK are doing some form of extra side gig type income. And in the next year or so, that's going to go to 1 in 2. So
goodness.
We're at an incredibly, this sounds really corporate now, but we're at that exciting time of very little competition and more demand than ever. You know, more people looking for opportunity than ever, more people needing to save money than ever. So that's why we're all very excited at the moment, I'd say, probably.
That's amazing. So when, as a family, you're sitting around the dinner table eating spaghetti bolognese, are we talking gas and electric?
No, we're not. But we are talking, actually, do you know, but there's a seriousness to this, because our kids just, my little girl's talking at the moment about setting up a little business with her friends, because she's mad into skincare, which just leaves me behind. But apparently there's a market for it, so we'll go with it. But they do, and my kids are very, very positive, and it's been pointed out to us many times. Not so easy to see in yourself, I think, sometimes, but when somebody on the outside says it, you know, your kids are always so positive. They're always like seeing the best of everything, and they're always happy. And I think that's a combination of stuff. You can't help, but it's like osmosis, effectively, isn't it? This stuff is just, you know, saturating them. They're all around it, and not just us, but our team as well. So we have a lot of team events at home. You know, sometimes we need a bigger venue, but the kids are always involved in all of that. They're never far from it. So it naturally follows, doesn't it, that they would be quite positive kids. They have their moments, of course. So for them, no, we don't talk about gas and electricity, but we definitely talk about, you know, the exciting things we've got coming up. And, you know, they're always asking about the business. And when, because Eloise wants to join the business when she's 18, which is the age. And she asked us if she would join at senior group leader level, which is Claire and my position. But we pointed out to her that no, she won't.
No.
She'll start the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
And work her way up, which she understands. We'll obviously help her with that. And there's a good few years off then. But they're very positive kids.
That's amazing. And how lovely to be able to run a business and you've been able to be there for your children as they've grown up.
They still grizzle when we go on Zoom, mind. So, you know, for most people, like, oh, kids, dad's got to go to work today. Sorry, I'll see you in 10, 12 hours. Whereas now it's like, oh, I've just got to jump on the Zoom for 20 minutes. Oh, dad,
yeah.
I wanted to play this. I want to play. Okay, well, you'll have to bear with me because I've got a bit of work to do. It's 20 minutes. Yeah. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
We've got a nice... They talk about the great resignation, don't they? You know, COVID, it gave us very little. But the one thing it did give us, I think, was that realisation that there's more to life than
just...
And I'd like to think that Claire and I were perhaps a bit ahead of the curve there, having left a few years before. But I was very married to the job. It was a huge part of my life. Mm. And I discovered later than perhaps I'd like to admit to that there is far more to life than just going and frankly, sorting out everybody else's problems.
Absolutely.
Where policing's concerned. So, yeah, we've got a nice balance. There's a really nice balance.
Wonderful. So, of course, in your previous life, you're a police officer. And we may have seen you on a screen or two on the telly box.
Oh, thanks for this. So there was one that I'm not even going to mention the name, but there was one, I was very young in service, a couple of years in, and I was so obnoxious and bolshy that I can't even look at it now. It horrifies me. It truly does. And so when the most recent one came in, and bear in mind, I say most recent, we're talking now, I think this is about 8 years ago now. I want to say this was 2016. And I got asked by my inspector if I'd take part, and I said no, absolutely not. Because I know from last time I can't even watch it. It was awful. And I got persuaded into taking the camera crew out with me on my first shift with no cameras, just to get to know them, to see if I was comfortable. And we really hit it off, and they've become really great mates now, actually, which is
brilliant.
They're customers, obviously.
Of course.
But they came out, and we actually had a really mammoth pursuit all around Swindon, and they were filming it on their phones, but you know it wasn't ever going to be good enough. But we really hit it off, and I took them out, and we were together for, I think, about 3 months we were being filmed for. And it was, actually, I look back now, and it was a good experience, you know. It was, I'll show the grandkids one day, I always say that.
Yeah.
But I think it actually did, it came at a good time in my life, certainly at that point, because I was a lot more comfortable in my own skin, a lot wiser, I think. A bit more wisdom had set in by that time, and I wasn't the young buck, the young obnoxious one on the team. I left that to somebody else.
But a great experience.
Yeah, massively. And again, just, you know, you look back and think, God, how did I end up here? You know, from that to this. And life's a very strange thing sometimes, isn't it, I think. But yeah, I wouldn't change it. It was a great experience. But the whole thing with policing was a great experience.
Amazing, amazing. So, Joe Tompkinson from UW, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm really grateful.
Thanks for having me.